De nächste Redner is Aid, was heißt der Blaise Gruber, er is een certified nutritionist. Er gaat dat uitbrengen van de andere Saat, van de nutrition world. Er is de founder and developer of the Nutri Supreme Research. Was komt dat uit met nutrition? Hallo Blaise Gruber.
I'd like to begin first, Dr. Ben Zev. Your presentation was eloquent, and I think we should all give him a grace of shakayach. He did a beautiful job. It's a big schus for me to be here for several reasons, but I can just tell you I've been around the world, I've been meet many communities. The Williamsburg community is a special community. And one of the most special communities in the world. And it's from Alev, Amkas Alev, it's a schus to be here. I would like to give a tremendous hakaras hatov to Mrs. Stern, Rabbi Schlesinger, Park Care, the center, the medical center, the education center, something to service the community. It's a much needed service. You know, to have people, so it's Ibrugegeben people that give to the klal the chesed, just the short time that I've been here, the last couple of weeks, the chesed that I see coming out of the center. Bikur Chaylim, or Satmer is in the center. The Rabbanu Shalom should give Sheva Brach, lots of brachas to the family. There is a gentleman, I'm not going to mention his name, but I would like to say that he played a core role in this whole night. He wants to be behind the scenes, but I could just say the Rabbanu Shalom is going to give him a tremendous siyata d'shmaya and all the chesed that he has done, the organization, the support group. And, you know, when he mentioned to me about a support group for Crohn's and colitis, the first thing that came to my mind was before I mention what I want to say, is that I network with medical centers around the world. I'm in Israel, whether it's Hadassah, whether it's Shari Tzedek, whether it's medical centers over here, NYU, whether it's Stanford, the NIH. And by the way, I don't know if Dr. Ben Zev is here, he mentioned about omega-3 fish oil. Very interesting. I do interviews, phone interviews with big professors. So one of the interviews I did was with a Dr. Joseph Hiblin. Joseph Hiblin is at the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. The National Institute of Health is the biggest moisset research for medicine in the world. Whatever comes out of the NIH goes to Columbia, Mount Sinai, all the medical centers throughout the world. Dr. Hiblin is head of the drug and alcohol division at the NIH. So he was nice enough to give me 20, 25 minutes of his time. He is one of the renowned researchers in omega-3 fatty acids. The reason I'm bringing this up now is, instead a little bit later, is that he touched on Dr. Ben Zev on omega-3. First of all, before I want to mention my interview with him, I'm an advocate in all my chinuch in the field of nutrition. Medicine and nutrition need to go together. Not nutrition alone or not medicine alone. It has to go together. You have to have the blend. We'll speak about the Rambam. If you look in Hilchos Deis and the Rambam says clearly, you know, around the world, medical centers, I could just tell you, from NYU, the NIH, Harvard's professor of nutrition, Walter Willett, who I hope to go to Boston in the near future and meet with him. Lifestyle habits. The Rambam says clearly, he specifies eating habits, is at the core of disease. what we eat, what goes into our bodies, our lifestyle habits, eating, exercise, sleep, stress management, is at the core of disease, if it's not done properly and if it's faulty. So going back to my interview with Dr. Hibbelin, he's an expert in omega-3 fatty acids. And in this country, I'll tell you like this, I don't know, omega-3 fatty acids, if the oilman knows what it is, you have it in fish oil. You know, in Europe, your grandparents, in most, many houses in Europe, would have cod liver oil, and the kids would run out like as fast, like they were running away from a fire, because it tastes terrible. So, but they gave it to their kids, and Baruch Hashem, I see a lot of people, and many of the older generations, very interesting, have a more balanced, stronger immune system than the younger generation, and it should be pumped for carrot. And the older you get, we're worried about pneumonia, that's why with the flu shots, we're worried about infections, and I see the younger generation are catching from mono and Epstein-Barr and CMV virus. We need a balanced immune system. So getting back to my interview with Dr. Hibbelin, so he's this big researcher, premier researcher in omega-3. In our country, in the United States, oh, Dr. Ben Tzvi, I'm sorry. In our country, you have like this. You have omega-3 fatty acids. Where do you get omega-3 fatty acids? You get it from salmon, sardines. You get it from anchovies. You get it from mackerel. It's not easy to get in the diet omega-3. You have another essential fatty acid called omega-6. Where do you get this in the diet? You get it from sunflower, soybean oil, corn oil. You get it from chicken, you get it from meat, you get it from animal protein. There has to be a balance. Why does there have to be a balance? Because if there's not a balance in biochemistry, without going into the biochemical makeup, you can actually promote more inflammation in the body. We know Crohn's disease, colitis, is an inflammatory bowel disease. Now, going back to my interview with Dr. Hibbelin, he says like this. I asked him at the end of the interview, I'm a nutritionist, I have a nutrition center in Borough Park, I have an office in Israel, what can I do to educate my community? So the last piece of information, he says, tell your people to go back to their roots. I said, Dr. Hibbelin, what do you mean go back to their roots? He says, tell them to go back to eat what they ate in Egypt. Happens to be a pasuk in Chumash, dog, fish. What is fish? What does have fish? Fish has omega-3 in it, depending on what fish you eat, but it has omega-3. In this country, our omega-6, this corn oil, sunflower, safflower, soybean oil, is at such an imbalanced ratio that it can increase inflammatory issues in the body. Now, what's interesting, I was always thinking about Crohn's and colitis. The diet of Crohn's and colitis, okay, cause is unknown. There's certain hypotheses, there's certain, you know, what the trigger could be. Is it a food trigger? Is it some type of stimulus? Is it a bacteria? Is it microflora? What is in our body that is causing this inflammatory, this cascade of events is causing inflammation? So we came across, and I was thinking to myself, according to the World Health Organization, it should be a 1-to-1 ratio of omega-6 to omega-3. And in this country, in the United States, the ratio is somewhere between 15, 20, to 30 to 1. So that opens up a can of worms to inflammatory processes in the body. I once heard a professor from MD Anderson. MD Anderson is a big cancer center in Houston, Texas. He came to Secaucus, New Jersey. A colleague of mine called me up and said, oh yes, maybe you want to come see his presentation. On the screen of his presentation was the following: Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, Crohn's disease, colitis, and cancer. Now, he You're talking about six fields of medicine. You're talking about neurology, cardiology, gastroenterology, rheumatology, and oncology. Six fields of medicine. What is a common, what does one thing have to do other? There's such different pathology, such different parts of the body. So he went on to give this presentation, and he spoke about something called the NF kappa B. NF kappa B, the master switch in the immune system. If it's accelerated, if it's turned on, you can cause imbalances and you can cause more and more inflammation. All these diseases have one thing in common: inflammation. Now, the question is, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is the disease coming first and then the inflammation, or is the inflammation coming and then it's promoting disease? Science, the medical profession, does not yet have an answer. We don't know that clearly. But it's clear they can have an effect. So what Dr. Hiblin is saying is stop with all their oils. All their oils, their omega-6 oils, because that's causing such an imbalance in their biochemistry and their physiology. So I came across them a few days ago, and I was thinking with Crohn's and colitis, so maybe we're doing something in our diet that's causing more inflammation. So I came across a journal, this was a few days ago when I was sitting in my office, the American Journal of Gastroenterology, on 4,000 patients. 2,000 Crohn's patients and 2,000 colitis patients. The conclusion of the study, in this particular study, was that saturated fat and omega-6 increases risk for Crohn's and colitis out of these 4,000 patients. I'm not here to tell you that omega-3 fatty acids is a magic bullet or balancing omega-3 with omega-6 is what's going to do it. However, if we don't change, we need to change the way we live. I see many, many people. I see people with all kinds of problems. And I can tell you, I once said to my Rosh Hashiva, Reb Scheinberg Zolzai Gazon, who's over 100 years old, and by the way, his Gabbai calls me up and says, well, yes, you've got to send the Rosh Hashiva more vitamin D. He walks better when he gets vitamin D. There is no question that the way we conduct our life. Now, I feel a healthy person. If 85% of their diet would be good, you can deviate 15%. So if you take that 15%, you have Shabbos, you have Yontif, you have a Siyam, you have Chasnas, you have a Bar Mitzvah, you have Simchas. The Jewish culture, the Yiddish culture, is built around certain parts, around food. Now, going back to this evening, the support group. So it brings to mind Dr. Dean Ornish. Dean Ornish, when he was a young cardiologist back in the early 1990s, he went to the National Institute of Health and asked for funding for a study. What's the study he wanted to conduct? He wanted to take people with existing atherosclerosis, that's hardening of the arteries, and he wants to have two groups. The group that goes according to the protocol of the American Heart Association, which translates to statin medications, your Zocor, your Lipitor, and any of the other statin medications, other medications, and the diet according to the American Heart Association. And he wants to take his group. In his group, there are four parts to his group. One part is diet. One part is exercise. One part is stress management, and one part is support group. So I was thinking to myself, what's the point of the support group? I understand exercise, diet, stress. We get into the stress. America, we live in a stressed out generation, I can tell you. I see so many people, I'm on 14th Avenue. We can't keep my door open for more than 10 minutes because of all the horn blowing. I remember when I was a little boy growing up down south, in the summers, I used to have a lemonade stand, and I used to sell a cup of lemonade for 5 cents to make some extra money. So I told my secretary and I told my wife, half just kidding, really kidding, I would, reminds me when I was a boy selling lemonade, I would like to go out by the corner of 14th Avenue and 43rd Street and have a stand, but it's not going to be a lemonade stand. I would like to put into, I would, you know, when you go down Ocean Parkway, you see these people trying to sell water bottles. So when the light turns red and the cars are stopped, I would like to go over to them and give them a couple of teaspoons of fish oil and some magnesium and tell them to circle around Borough Park for 30 minutes, and I bet you there would be 40 to 50% less horn blowing. The proof to the pudding is how many mothers have come to me with their children, violent, aggressive, ADHD, can't sit still. I had a call from recently, I have to get back to Dean Ornish, but I had a call recently from a woman out west. I have to be out west once a year. So I spend Shabbos at this particular part of Rob's house. So I left him 2 bottles of omega-3 fish oil for this son, very small capsules. So this is back in September, October. So about 2 weeks ago, I get a phone call from the woman. And she says the following. My son, we had him evaluated by a psychologist, a psychiatrist. He is a real true ADHD child. The doctor, the psychiatrist put him on Adderall, a slow release Adderall, which is like Ritalin, same classification. And it had such a negative effect that he was hitting me, the child. I called the doctor immediately, and I said to the doctor, he's hitting me. Could it be something with his medication? He said, you can take your child off the medication immediately. You do not have to slowly reduce a lot of medications. You have to go off slowly and reduce the dosage. So she said to me, I started giving him fish oil. This is in January. And he's a normal child. Our brain is made up of 60% fat by dry weight. 30% of that fat is omega-3. So part of omega-3's purpose in the body is to nourish your brain. People with low omega-3 are more at risk for Alzheimer's disease. Another part of omega-3, the flip side, or the other omega-3 fatty, EPA, is needed to balance out the immune system. So getting back to Dr. Dean, so I'm wondering, so the support group. The support group was so valuable. Can you imagine his group? He was in the, I think he was given like the Hilton Hotel. He had a hotel with rooms, and this is where he conducted the study. And at the end of the study, what did it translate at the end of the study? The patients that were, according to on the protocol of the American Heart Association, there was progression of heart disease because the National Institute of Health did not believe you can reverse existing atherosclerosis. The end of the day, many patients in his group, there was regression. It means they got better. Later on, he got funding from the National Institute of Health. If I would go and ask Professor Walter Willett at Harvard Medical Center, or Professor Gerald Reaven, who was nice enough to give me his time for an interview, at Stanford Medical Center, who is the biggest expert in metabolic syndrome in diabetes type 2, which is also an inflammatory problem. And I can tell you, Loa Langdu, according to the Center of Disease Control, 1 in 3 children born in year 2000 will get diabetes type 2. If we don't do something aggressive, Rahman al-Atslan, and what does diabetes 2 mean? Or pre-diabetics, it means a lot of problems down the line. Had a gentleman down the street from me, a friend of mine, he went on a certain diet. There's so many diets out there. You know, when I was in school, you go into the library, there's 100 diets out there. Whose diet is correct? What diet is correct? So I wrote many, many articles in the Hamodiyah, in the Yated. Now I'm going to start with the Blot. There was 4 diets studied in the Journal of American Medical Association in 2 different years, 2005 and 2007, I believe. Atkins diet, Ornish diet, Weight Watchers diet, and Zone diet. Atkins diet and Ornish's diet is different, is mikatzel lekatzel. Ornish diet is high in carbohydrates and low in fat. Atkins diet is high in fat and low in carbohydrates. At the end of 6 months, the study went on for 1 year. At the end of 6 months, as far as cholesterol, as far as LDL, HDL, triglycerides, Atkins diet was winning. And at the end of the year, he still was winning. But it was less significant at the end of 1 year. So that means his diet is better? I don't think so. I have a friend, 51 years old. He was on this kind of diet. And he needed to lose weight. I said to him, I said, Reb Yid, I said, to lose weight for 6 months, a year, fine, whatever diet you can go on, whatever you need to do to lose your weight, lose weight. However, he kept on the diet. I said, don't stay on that diet, Atkins diet. He stayed on the diet. So before I went to Eretz Yisrael a few months ago, his wife comes in to me and says, Mr. Gruber, my husband, last Motzi Shabbos, had a heart attack, went to Maimonides, had angioplasty, and had stents at 51 years old. If you're looking through one lens of glass, if you're looking to lower cholesterol and you're looking to lower triglycerides, maybe it's going to be a good diet. But you can't look through one lens of glass. You have to be open. You have to be open. What makes sense? What diet makes sense? So according to the American Journal of Gastroenterology, saturated fat and too much omega-6 could increase risk for Crohn's and colitis. The Mediterranean diet, if we look in the literature, if we look, I'm a researcher, and I feel that people need to be educated what's real and what's not real. And I want to go through a certain where the role of supplements have a play in human physiology and our gazun, but I could tell you like this, and I mean this very sincerely, and I can say this because I'm a manufacturer of dietary supplements. People in this community are spending and spending and spending too much money. I don't care if it's my company, I don't care if it's another company, I don't care what company it is. You're spending too much money. There's a different medical center that I spoke in about 2 years ago, and the person who brought me to speak into this medical center is a Harvard-trained acute care doctor. To educate the community. You have a great medical center over here. Utilize this medical center properly. Dr. Ben Tzvi, a phenomenal doctor, great credentials. If you're going to go to a practitioner, people come to me all the time. I have people come to me with Parkinson's disease. Mr. Gruber, what can you give my husband for? He has Parkinson's disease. And I say, there's only one thing that's shown in the literature that works, that can work for Parkinson's disease, coenzyme Q10, but it's expensive. And I would feel more comfortable, before you take it, it's going to cost you $100 a month to support this regimen of taking coenzyme Q10. Before you take money out of your pocket, I would be more comfortable to speak to your doctor. So in this case, it's happened twice, Dr. Cote is one of the premier neurologists in this country. He's at Columbia Presbyterian. I called him up twice. I said, Dr. Kate, I have the wife of one of your patients in my office. I'm thinking about giving her CoQ10. What do you think? It's going to cost him $100 a month. He said to me like this. There was a study in 2002 published in Archives of Neurology that lowered the slow progression of Parkinson's disease. As we speak right now, they're doing a study in Cornell, a much bigger study of coenzyme Q10 and Parkinson's disease. So if we're going to wait to see if the bigger study mimics the small study, that could take years. So it's really up to the patient if she wants to wait. But if she does wait and does not take, you can't, and the big study mimics the small study, you can't retake what he didn't take. This is working medicine and nutrition together. Dr. Gerald Reaven, I mentioned, Professor Gerald Reaven, I did an interview with him. Metabolic syndrome, an inflammatory disease in endocrinology, Crohn's disease, colitis. I made it my point to call actually four doctors before I came up here to speak. I didn't have the schluss to afford to speak to Dr. Ben Zvi, and I'll have to make it a point to speak to him. But I would just like to mention to the doctors I spoke to, one is the doctor James George. Dr. James George is at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, I believe. He mentioned to me like this. In the literature, in the scientific literature, in the medical literature, it is clear that dietary therapy can be used as a primary treatment for Crohn's. But this was in adolescence, pediatric Crohn's and colitis. And it was using an elemental diet, which is impossible to keep up for any period of time, an elemental diet. However, we do see that diet therapy has its role. What the triggers are, we can have 10 people with Crohn's disease or colitis, and it could be a different trigger, whether it's the diet, whether it's the bacteria, whether it's a gene in the immune system, in the body, we don't know that. But we do know diet has an effect. So according to Dr. George, he has had results, positive results, with the carbohydrate-specific diet. There was a woman in Muncie, she has been given a lot of credit, Mrs. Weiss, who has spent many, many years working with Crohn's and colitis patients. Now, that's Dr. George. Now, my other interview, my other interview was with Dr. Caslow. He's at Columbia Presbyterian. So Dr. Caslow says like this, when people come to him with Crohn's disease, first he wants to get them in remission. Whatever it takes to get them in remission. After he gets them in remission, then he suggests that they go on this specific carbohydrate diet. So I said to him, Dr. Caslow, what is your results? What kind of results are you getting? So his response to me was like this. In 50% of the patients, some of these patients can stop medication. Some of them can reduce medication, and some of them, it prevents them from going to stronger medication. It's phenomenal. What do we get from this? The diet has played a role. That's a very difficult diet to keep. But in his words, what he tells his patients, that if you're going to do this diet, you have to have a lot of motivation and do it. And just to finish, the time is getting short. Just to finish, one last thing that I would like to mention. If you, vitamin D, there is lots and lots of research in vitamin D. And I just came across a study from McGill was published actually in 2010, McGill University, with vitamin D. There's a certain gene that can be affected or can be needs vitamin D for this gene to work properly. And I can just tell you, everybody in this room, every front person is low in vitamin D. No question, because Baruch Hashem, we go b'tznias. And really, the only source of vitamin D is the sun. Everybody is low. And I can tell you over and over again the results I have from people from fatigue, from people from they can't move well, from people that have many, many problems, that you need, it's crucial to get your vitamin D tested, and based on what your level is, go on a certain amount, whatever that dosage might be, or it should be suggested. Okay, I thank you for listening. I'm sorry if I took too much time.